The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, always brilliant to speak to Jeeva Mentor, and she's back in the UK. She opens a fitness park and then she gives us a call, so we're happy about that. Jeeva, first of all, welcome back, and a rare week off for you, so you get to spend it in the UK.
Yeah, I wouldn't quite say a week off. Magpies gave me a week to be able to come back and sort out a few of my affairs back in Bournemouth. And it was great because I'm able to obviously see family, see mum, and able to tick off some really sort of monumental things like the fitness park, the Jeeva Mentor Fitness Park, which we've launched. And I've got a graduation coming up this week as well. So it's exciting times. I feel like I don't know where I am at the moment, what my body clock's doing, but I'm here, I'm happy, and I'm embracing the cold weather that the UK's throwing at us at the moment.
Really exciting, this new fitness park. So what are the thoughts behind it? More importantly as well, maybe share a little on Steve Bernard Foundation and the Talbot Village Trust.
Yeah, absolutely. So I like to obviously stay connected to where I've grown up and where I'm from, in Bournemouth and Dorset. And I'm actually an ambassador for a couple of charities, the Dorset Children's Foundation and also the Steve Bernard Foundation. And in conjunction with them, the Talbot Village Trust, we put together a fitness park, which is to do with the Compan equipment. It's the first one actually on the beachfront in the south coast of England. And with the designs that Ollie helped put together, we've been able to create this amazing fitness park. So it's free for all. It's for anybody to use, young, old, all abilities. It's along the prom, and you often see quite a few people running, cycling, exercising along the prom, and you're able to stop and basically take up a workout machine. And it's, found some fantastic equipment. And it's not just about the location in terms of you've got the beautiful sea air and fresh air, the lookout to the Purbeck and the Isle of Wight, left and right to you. But it's also just about having that accessibility and knowing that not everyone has the opportunity to be able to get to the gym, but everyone pretty much has a pair of trainers. They can go for a run and get down to the seafront and exercise.
I've seen some of the pictures as well. And for me, I almost got that mental image where these things on beaches in the past have maybe incurred a charge as well, but yours isn't, and it's open to all.
Yeah, and that's the main thing. It's basically access for all. And it's in a nice place that's sort of tucked away. People can walk past, they can enjoy people exercising, they can even stop and enjoy for themselves as well. And our main thing, that was accessible to all. And we had a wonderful turnout yesterday. I had a lot of sort of local heroes, local people who have sort of crossed my path since obviously being growing up in the UK and growing up in Bournemouth, from my PE teachers, my school teachers, my athletic coaches, and then the sort of future generations. We had local gymnasts there, we had local netballers, we had a British gymnast, Nathan Bailey, and we also had the AFC Bournemouth send down a few boys as well to sort of come and have a go at the equipment. And it just goes to show that it is for everybody. And we had our Special Olympics that my mum does a lot of work with as well. So it was a really good turnout. The weather turned it on for us, and I think that made it more memorable. And it wasn't just about the occasion and cutting the ribbon. We're actually there a couple of hours before because we're having to shovel sand off the sidewalk because of the storms that they've had here over the last couple of weeks. And it just made it great. It was literally a community affair, and that's what it's all about. It's about sort of connecting people coming together, having fun, exercising, and getting a lot more out of it than just obviously raising their heart rate. And it was fantastic. The heavens opened. Just after the speeches concluded, we made a mad dash. Once that passed, we all went back out and enjoyed it all. And it was just an absolutely fabulous day. And mum and I are definitely buzzing from it. And I've had some wonderful messages received from people. It's quite humbling, and it's quite special to see sort of your name up as the Jeeva Mentor Fitness Park. And this morning, sorry, I'm waffling on here, but this morning I went for a run and I ran down to it. And it's just so it's so wonderful to see somewhere where I've grown up is I've got sort of a bit of a landmark there. It's only 2 kilometres away from my home.
Definitely more than just putting your name to something, then. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, it really is. And for me, it's about that connection. Obviously, the connection with the Steve Bernard Foundation, the people who have, I guess, contributed to my career, have been there, support all the way along. And I think that really summed it up, is the way that we kind of put this together. It's been a lot of people behind the scenes. And obviously, I've only mentioned a few. The BCP is our local council, just everyone coming together with putting permission plans in, getting everything arranged for the day, and then being able to execute it as well. I'm just so grateful to be part of this community, and I think that's exactly what it is. It's about sort of collaborating together, staying connected, and exercising and keeping healthy as well. And it represents so many different people and for a great cause too.
Listen up, other netball podcasts, please. This is prep. family as a whole, you're obviously involved with the netball. Yvonne, your mum, coaching special needs athletes. Grandparents, David and Pat Reeves, run a local junior tennis club. Deep breath. Great-grandparents, Jim and Winnie Reeves, were yacht sailors. And your great-great-grandma, Ellen Reeves, moved to Bournemouth with her five children after the death of her husband and had a hotel-cum-family home built on the clifftop. Cheers, Yvonne, for that. You're fifth-generation Bournemouth, so you're part of the area.
Yeah, and it is really quite special to think that I was crawling around Celtic House just up the road. As you mentioned before, I'm fifth generation Bournemouth lass. I went to primary school at King's Park, secondary school at St. Peter's. So I've grown up in the area. I've played for the local sports teams. I've kayaked, sailed, swam in the sea. I've had mum sort of hold the stopwatch while I've had to complete many a sort of cardio session on the beach in preparation for England camps before I sort of toddle up the motorway to England training. So this is where my roots are. And I often say, you can take the girl out of the town, but not the town out of the girl. And that's what I say about Bournemouth for me. You can take me out of Bournemouth, but you can't take Bournemouth out of me. So I feel very connected here. And it's nice to have that connection sort of be put up on a bit of a plaque. But as I said, it's not just about me. It's about the people that it represents and that connection to family. And there's a wonderful bench with a plaque dedicated to my grandparents on my mum's side, right in front, which overlook the fitness park. So it's quite funny that I could often go down, have a bit of a workout, and know that I can't cut any corners because my grandparents will be watching me and I know exactly what they would say.
Watching over you.
exactly. It's actually quite wonderful and quite special to have that affiliation and feel so connected to where I grew up.
Is there some kind of rule about how many honorary doctorates you can have? Because you're in for another one.
Well, I'm not a princess, but I think that Princess Anne's got over 100, so I've got a few to go. I just don't know when you stop saying doctor, 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 and when maybe I keep my hand down if there's actually a medical emergency, because I wouldn't be able to help with that. But yeah, very honoured to be connected to both Chichester University and Bournemouth University and be honoured in such a way and be able to address the graduate.
Let's have a quick look at the recent games for Australia. Maybe Fumi was one of those several key players that shone.
Oh my gosh, yes. And how wonderful. It's so great to see that England Roses are in such a great place with that inexperience and the rookies coming up through. Fumi did a fantastic job at goalkeep. She plays an amazing goal defence and wing defence too. She's just so athletic and so exciting. And I'm so excited to see what the future holds for England netball. And it's about time we've had some exciting youth and talent come up through. And there really is. You've just seen from the Fast Five as well. We've got some fantastic girls that are a part of the Roses program. They'll be coming up through. I think also like Hannah Joseph in that wing attack area did a great job when she came on. Elle's really sort of solidified her positions in that circle as well. Laura Malcolm, there's just so many, and Imogen Allison, there's just so many to name that have really kind of just taken England Roses to that next stage. And for me personally, being around for so long now, it's nice to see girls come across and be able to compete against Australia as any other team, whereas there's always been that fear factor. And we've always put the Aussies on a pedestal, where now it's just they're another team that we have to dissect and we have to put out our best. And for us, it's about trying to find our game plan, trying to execute that. And I think that's probably just what's probably missing over the last series that came about. We've obviously had some girls that are in form coming out against the Uganda series and some girls that are coming off a break since Com game. So it's blending that mix. Excited to see as we build that next step towards Quad Series in January and then hopefully World Cup next year. But I think the England Roses and the England program are in a really great place at the moment, and obviously led by Jess and Sonia. It's just, I'm so grateful to be part of it. It's a really nice group to be part of, and it's great just to see these girls executing on court and running it with the best.
And really important as well that our men's side, the Thorns, they got that exposure and just had a chance to play against the Australian men's team as well.
What a monumental couple of weeks we've just had, really, to see, to first of all see the Aussie men take on the Kiwis in the series, to see our Thorns come out. We played and trained against them, and then to see them take on the Aussies and then go across to take on the New Zealanders and then play Fast Five. It's just netball is in a really healthy place, and I really hope that momentum continues and we get obviously more men and boys playing netball, seeing that there's a pathway for them, and then we start to spread. We're looking at other nations as well and see if we can get sort of Europe netball going and just really sort of build that campaign momentum. And I think it just puts netball in a healthy place, particularly as we're trying to push towards an Olympic campaign as well. So yeah, very exciting to be part of that. Very exciting to be on tour for the very first Thorns series. And I just wish them all the best, and they'll only get better from here. And as I said to a lot of the boys, yes, they'll probably be disappointed with the performance results, but at the end of the day, they're groundbreaking, they're pioneers, and it's something to be very proud of.
Thunder have had a busy week as well, obviously launching their para netball. And I don't know if you've seen it yet, but AO have invested in a 5-year deal. It's just things like that that are really attractive and going to move the game forward.
100%. And we can't go forward without revenue, to be honest. So the more we can showcase our sport and all the facets that it has to offer, the more we're likely to get endorsements, sponsorships, just to be able to fund players, fund programs, fund events. And I think that's what drives things a lot of the time. And obviously, it's about doing it the ethical way, as we kind of learn from our Aussie counterparts and what they've gone through over the last month with their sponsorships. And I think having our CEO Fran Connolly come out and visit us out in Australia and meet the team, because a lot of the time it's been behind screens because of COVID, I just think that puts England netball in a really healthy place, that they're trying to build that partnership between exec level and players, and making sure that we're pushing the sport in the right direction and actually representing the players, because we've got some fantastic role models within our sport.
Are you due a new book? Because it was 2019 since your last one, and there's many stories since then.
I think there's a lot that's happened in between as well. So yeah, I'd be very excited to write my next one. I think I'll probably wait till I retire, just in case there's anything more juicy that I can add in there. But yeah, I've had some obviously some wonderful reviews from it, and I look forward to to continuing that pathway. And I guess just giving people a different insight into what we go through. And for someone like myself, who's been around for over 2 decades, there's definitely a lot that I can include, and probably a lot that I've held back on that I can then include once I've retired.
Oh, nice. Exciting. Well, hopefully it's a long way off. Jeeva, just remind us of the exact location, end of the fitness park.
Yeah, so you can find
Bournemouth is a heck of a big place.
Yeah, Jeeva Mental Fitness Park can be located between Boscombe and Bournemouth Pier. It's just at the bottom of Toff Zigzag, so a fantastic place to do some cardio before you sort of jump on the equipment and test out your strength as well. It's a wonderful location. So on the south coast of England in Bournemouth, you can't miss it if you walk along the prom between the two piers.
It's there for all. It's a great location, and it's just about getting people active, that little bit, isn't it?
It really is, and it's not just active for the body, it's active for the mind as well. You're in a fantastic location. I think being out in the fresh air, looking over the ocean, there's something about the sea and being so connected to Mother Nature as well. I think it's just healthy for the mind, body and soul, and that's exactly what we want to do. We want to empower people, we want to make people feel connected to where they're at and themselves as it is.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.